And then there was power. Praise God. And hear my cry. Every single one of them was talking about Daddy.
Amen.
It was talking about Abba Father. It was talking about the Father that each and every one of us can have forever to be with us. I'm here to tell you today that human fathers are liable to let you down. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers possibly let you down. Sisters let you down. Mama lets you down. Pastors even let you down. There's one, and there's one only that'll never let you down. And that's God the Father. God the Father will always be there. Always. Always. All we have to do, and I understand it, is so difficult. It's so difficult for us to learn to trust in somebody. Amen? When everybody that's wrapped around us have let us down, or may possibly let us down. But God the Father is always going to stand there. He's always going to be true. He's always going to be there to, as our Scripture said this morning, to correct us. How many people like correction? Come on, let's see the hands. Let me get a good count. Let me get a good count. Oh, was you asking to leave or what? Correction never seems good when it's happening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen is right. Correction. God has a tendency to carry me onto to the woodshed. Anyone ever been taken to the woodshed before? You know the purpose of a woodshed? Keep wood in, duh. But more commonly it was used to take rowdy and disruly children to get their attention. Amen? And God has a way of getting our attention. God will be faithful. God will be true if we just give Him the opportunity to do it. Amen? God is not someone that's going to feel your every desire and give you everything that you want and everything you ever dreamed of. He is someone that's going to give you all the good things. Amen? Personally, I don't see anything wrong with eating double swirl ice cream for every meal. And then a double scoop of chocolate for dessert. I don't see any problem with that. But the problem is, it comes in that it's not real healthy. So the Lord won't let me have ice cream every meal. Or use it to substitute a meal. He makes us have good, balanced groceries so that we can grow up and be healthy and strong and be capable of doing what He set aside for us. And not only that, with our relationships. He allows us to have relationships with people that should help us get stronger and stronger. Amen? If you seek God's will before you ever get involved with anybody. I'm not necessarily talking emotionally involved with somebody, but I'm talking about before you set up a relationship with anyone, you should check with God and say, is this person going to be good in my life? Is this person going to assist me in becoming a better person? Or is this person going to tear me down and lead me down the wrong path? I've been led down the wrong path. Is anyone else? Amen. And sometimes I was the one doing the leading down the path. Amen. Am I proud of it? No. But it's just a simple fact of life. Without God being in your life, how do you know what path to go down? But God the Father will guide you, direct you, and take you places that you could only dream about going to. God the Father is true. God the Father is faithful. God the Father will never lead you astray. And most importantly of all, God the Father will never ever, ever let you down. Amen? He'll never let you down. Praise God. I'm going to ask somebody to share a little bit with us this morning. It's a beautiful day for testimonies, and I would like Sister Carrie to share with us a little bit this morning. You have 1 hour.
Yeah, right. I thought 2 minutes probably.
Uh-huh. Amen. Anyway.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me now? I'm not usually doing this, so I feel a little nervous, sorry. But I have something that's strong in my heart this morning that I'd like to share, especially with the young people, but everyone. Today's Father's Day, as you know, and it's a very special day for me. 39 years ago, that's a little far away, some of you are not even 39. 39 years ago, I'd like to talk about then. But before I do, I'd like to say a little bit of how life was for me. Before that, my mother had 6 children, and I was the oldest of the 6. So I took care of the kids while she worked, etc. And then also, Mom had 6 husbands. And by this time, she had went through all 6, and we were with the last one. His name was Clyde. And I was having a problem with Clyde. Everyone else, I had called him Dad. Can you imagine calling Dad or Daddy to all these men, and then they disappointed me? They were not like a dad. They weren't truly like a dad at all to me, most of them. And but anyway, I felt guilty for calling him Clyde when everybody else was calling him Daddy, you know, but that's just the way it was. But I always knew the Lord, always. I never remember a time that I did not know the Lord at all. But I was so stuck in this, so how do you put it? I was not like I ought to be because of the way I was raised. It was nobody's fault. It just was that way. And I had a lot of confusion in my heart about Dad. I really did. You can imagine that I would. So anyway, it was Father's Day. And I had been praying for my stepfather for the longest time and my mom to come to the Lord. I really wanted them to so bad. They wouldn't even set foot in a church at that time. I don't think Clyde had ever been in a church. And I've been praying and praying, and they came to Father's Day to my church. Now, they didn't come to the Lord right then, but they came to church on Father's Day. And I remember it was such a pleasant day. They had all the fathers was given a lemon meringue pie.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Clyde really loved that lemon meringue pie. And anyway, it was just a really neat day. And then that evening, I went back to church. And the pastor was talking about, well, if you're such and such age, by then you probably will never come. Most of the people won't come to the Lord after that age. It was 21. Well, I was at that time, I was 21. And it was just bothering me. It's like, well, I want to get stronger with the Lord. You know, I don't know him like I ought to. I love him, but I just don't know him like I ought to. So I, just before he closed and he asked people to come to the altar if they wanted to get closer to the Lord and just ask him into their life, well, I just stood there. And everybody started going out the door in a huge amount of people. And all of a sudden, I just cut right through them. And I went right to the altar. And I asked the Lord to just really come into my heart and just really be everything he wanted to be to me. And guess what? It was the first time that I ever really knew my Father, my Heavenly Father, as a dad.
Amen.
He is still my daddy. I love him so much. And whenever I have a problem, you guys, I can come to him and he just helps me. Yes, he does discipline me sometimes like a father does. But he does it in love. He loves me so much. And he loves all of you so much. And that's just what I wanted you to know. I wanted you to know today on Father's Day how much he loves you.
Amen. Praise God. Give him an amen. Amen. Seeing as this is Father's Day, we might want to address the main question. And the question is, what is a father? What is a father? Many of us get confused with what a father is and what a sperm donor is. We have many sperm donors claiming to be fathers, but not accepting any of the responsibilities that goes with it. A father's unique. A father's unique. A father will pat you on the back when it's time to be patted on the back. A father will lift you up when you fall and hurt yourself. A father will do the best he can to guide you and direct you down life's highways and byways. A father will try to give you the correct advice, amen. And a father will scold you when necessary. Fathers sometimes have to apply corporal punishment. I think I still have marks. A father is in fact a gift from God. None of the men said amen on that? A true father is in fact a gift from God. There are very few true fathers out there. If you look at television, movies, etc., you will see a father displayed as one of two things most often. One, he will be a bumbling idiot where the kids rule the house, amen? Or he will be a overbearing authoritarian. One of the two is about all you're going to see on television or in movies. He's depicted as a bumbling idiot or a strong authoritarian that is his way or the highway. Now, both of these concepts are completely wrong. A father's purpose is to raise his family. Scripture says, if you look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I've only got a few scriptures for you this morning. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to begin on verse 1. This is one of my favorite verses. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning on verse 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and thou mayest live long on the earth." And verse 4 says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." If you look at Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs chapter 22, it says, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, "Train up your children in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Satan has a plan for every single household. He has a plan that does not coincide with God's plan for the home. Amen? Satan's objective is to separate the father from the household. Amen? His job is to separate mom dad, and the family. If Satan is not trying to attack and get the father out of the house, there's only one reason only, he's not trying to attack the father and get him out of the house. That's because he is very ineffective. Amen? Every decent father, Satan is trying to remove from the home. Because Satan knows that if daddy is at home, and mom is at home, and mom and dad take you, or take little Johnny, to church every Sunday, there is an 85% chance that that child will be saved. There's an 85% chance that that child will be saved if mom and dad are at home taking that child to church. Now, on the flip side, if mom and dad are at home and just sends the kids to church, there's like a 15% chance that those children will be saved. If daddy is away from home and mama sends or mama takes the children to church, it's just mom and the kids, there's less than a 25% chance the children will be saved. Satan knows the importance of removing fathers from the home. Is he doing a good job? I see some nods of your head. Is he doing a good job? Satan is removing fathers left and right from homes. You're being taught many things that are contrary to God's Word. A father's purpose is to love mama. He's to love his mom, his wife, and he is to raise the children in God's Word. Amen? Young people, the most important thing you can do is raise your children according to God's Word. The most important thing you can do. Is it going to be easy? No, it's going to be very difficult. Satan's going to fight you every single step of the way. He's going to create conflicts where there were no conflicts. He's going to attack where there was no reason to attack. But Satan's objective is to get the husband out of the house. It's become second nature. You hear every day people talking about, well, I'm going to have a baby. Oh, you're happily married. No, we don't need a man to raise children. It's exactly what Satan wants you to know. And that's what he's trying to get in your head. Get in your head. I heard a TV program probably 15 years ago now. I was flipping through my channels. And I came across a preacher out of Dallas named Tony Evans. And I only heard one little remark he said. But it has stuck with me all of these years. And I've used it for several sermons. And the comment that he made was, "He that owns the kids owns the future." I have never forgotten that comment. He that owns the kids owns the future. Let's stop and let's think about it. Satan attacks me. He attacks me daily because, well, for one, I'm a pastor. But he is out to get not me, not you. He's out to get the young people. Why? Because if he can get the young people, he stands a chance on getting the future generations. Amen? He stands a chance on getting all of your kids. Even if you don't plan on having any, he plans on getting all of your kids. And if he gets you and he gets your kids, he runs the chance of getting your grandkids. Amen? Satan is working overtime to get the young people. Things that the young people are allowed to do now and has become acceptable in the younger generations was taboo when I was of a younger age. Why? Because everything has changed. He's working so hard to attract the young people, to get a hold of you. I'm here to tell you today, the best thing you can do is get a hold of Jesus. Amen? I'm not just saying that because I'm a pastor. I'm saying that because it's the right thing to do. Is it easy? No, it's going to be hard because Satan is going to attack. Satan is going to fight. Satan is going to do everything he can to attack the next generation and get the next generation. And he strongly believes that he who owns the kids owns the future. He that owns the kids owns the future. He attacks you in the public school system or in any school system. Many children, many young people now believe that it's against the law to mention Jesus in a public school. Guess what? It's not against the law to mention Jesus in a public school. They're being taught and it's being beat in their brain that it's against the law to pray in a public school. Guess what? It's not against the law to pray in a public school. You can pray anytime you want. But see, these are some of the things that are being put in young people's minds, that they can't do this, they can't do that. They're being taught that if you don't readily accept homosexuality, then something's wrong with you. Wow. Wow. Am I against homosexuals? No, I'm not against homosexuals. I love homosexuals. But I am against homosexuality. Amen? Why? Why? Am I a narrow-minded bigot? It's contrary to God's Word. It's contrary to God's Word. And I am against everything that God is against. I believe in hating the sin but loving the sinner. Amen? And that's where we all need to be. We need to hate the sins and the things they stand for, but love the people that are committing them. Why? Because you can't change anyone with hatred. The only way you can change someone is love them to change. Amen? Father's Day is always hard for me to preach, and because, like Brother Tom mentioned, he never had a father in his life, and I never had a father in my life. I had many, many men in my life, but never had a father in my life. Never. So I had to learn what a real father was like. And the only way I found out what a real father should be like is from the Word of God. From the Word of God. My family tradition, when I was 14 years old, I used to sit up at the bar with one of my stepdads because we were living in New Mexico and you could drink in New Mexico at a bar at any age as long as you had an adult with you at that time. So that's where we spent our family tradition, was at the bar. Getting drunk, shooting pool. It was re-emphasized with every male that was in my life for many years. That's what you did. And that's what I thought a father was supposed to do. And me wanting to be pleasing, I tried to carry on the family tradition. And I have mentioned before that if I was not an alcoholic at the age of 17, I was the closest thing there ever was to it. But by the grace of God, God changed my life. Amen? And He did it in such a way that I found out that there was something different in life besides alcohol and drinking and running around. I found out that there was peace, joy, and happiness, but only through the blood of Christ. Amen? Only because I found out that there was a God that, and not only that there was a God, but there was a God that loved me. A God that loved me so much that He shed the blood of His only Son because He loved me. Wow. I never felt love until Christ came into my life. And since Christ came into my life, I think I've been a little bit gooder daddy. I think I've been a better father. I think I have changed. God will change you if you allow Him to do it. Amen? If you allow Him to do it. Father's Day. Fathers, you or future fathers, you got a hard way to go. You've got a rough fight, a rough battle ahead of you. Because Satan is going to try to separate you from the home. Satan is going to attack you. Satan is going to try to disrupt you. Satan is going to try to remove every single male from the house. Because he knows God's plan for the house and for the family was to have a mother, a father, and children in the house. It is father's responsibility to train the children in the way they should be raised. It's father's responsibility to teach the kids about God. I failed in that category when my children were young. I failed, and I failed drastically because I had no idea who God was. But God allowed me to make amends. He allowed me to make amends, to teach my children, even though they were a little bit older, to teach my children about who God was. My children were able to see a transformation in their daddy because God transformed me. Did He make me perfect?
Pretty much.
Oh, pretty much? Thank you. You get a star. Pretty much, yeah. No, He didn't make me perfect, but He made me a lot more gooder than I was. And by the grace of God and allowing God to continue the process, He takes you from glory to glory to glory. He takes you from a little bit to a little bit more to a little bit more if you just allow Him to do it. I thought when I got saved, I thought, "Ooh, here I am. I'm invincible." Wrong. Because I sure had some big falls after I got saved. Amen? Amen. Big, big, big falls. Ooh. How did that... I never saw it coming. How did that happen? It happened because I took my eyes off of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Satan was mad because I got saved. And he said, just because you got saved doesn't mean you're going to take your family with you. And he was on top of me like ugly on an ape. Oh my goodness, Satan was on me. He attacked me every single way he could. And I thought that, you know, here I am. I was a little bit bigger then. And I said, well, I can handle Satan. There's only one of him. And I found out I couldn't. And I found out the secret to succeeding when Satan attacks. I found out the secret. And the secret is, let your big brother fight your battles. Amen. Amen? I can't whoop Satan. Took me a while to realize that. I can't whip him. But I turned him over to the one that has him already defeated. I turned him over to Jesus Christ, my big brother, who Daddy gave the power to. And I let Satan know that my big brother will be fighting my battles from now on. Amen? I'll let my brother do my fighting. And when I started letting my brother do my fighting, things got a whole lot easier. Was I attacked less? No. Sometimes I felt like I've been attacked more. But I didn't have any bruises. Satan is the one that received all the bruises from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Ain't that great to know? Fathers, future fathers, the most important thing you can do is raise your children according to God's Word. But before you can do that, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior first. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will show you the magic blueprint on raising your own children. Amen? He'll show you how to do it. Because I strongly believe, and not only do I strongly believe, but I know for fact that greater is He that is in me than he that's out there in the world. And He that's in me is the Spirit of my Father. I am, and I'm trying to be, my Father's Son. Not my earthly Father, my godly Father's Son. Amen? Stand with me, please. I would encourage all of you that if your earthly father is still alive, give him a call. Give him a call. Not a text, not a tweet, but give him a phone. Phones still work. Phones still work. I got a call this morning from one of my critters. Made my day. Started off nice and early. I got four more that need to call after a while, but we'll see. We'll see. I just leave that in the Lord's hands. I don't answer tweets anymore. You know, it's give them a call. And if your earthly father has already passed, I'd like you to spend a few minutes to meditate on those good things, the good memories. And don't anybody look at me and say you can't come up with a good memory. Yeah, I'm sure you can find one if you try. Amen? Meditate on the good things. Whatsoever things are a good report. Whatsoever things are pleasing. Whatsoever things are upright. Jesus says, think on these things. The good things. The good things. Amen? Precious loving Father, we thank You, we praise You, and we love You with all of our heart today, Lord God. And Father God, this is Father's Day, and I want to bring the highest honor to my Father God. He is the Father that really counts, Lord. But Lord, I thank You for all the earthly fathers that are trying to be godly fathers in every single way. Lord, give them the strength, because You alone knows the attacks that they are all under, Lord. Lord, I pray for all of our future fathers that they can grow up on Your Word, that they can raise their children the way that You would have them to be, that You will fight their battles too, Lord. Lord, You said You would. And Father God, as we go out this week, let us be strong, strong in Your Word. Guide us, protect us. And Lord, You just be there with us. And Lord, thank You for being my Father. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Give everybody a big hug this morning.